I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother.
Episode 32, Day of the Covenant. Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Hope, and this is my podcast, To Mother. I'm a poet, a wife, a mother, and a Baha'i, among many other things. And this is my podcast where I share my recommendations and insights about parenting with purpose in the modern world. So I share some quotes from the Baha'i writings that inspire me, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry or other people's poetry. And today we're talking about the Day of the Covenant, which is a Baha'i holy day. So you may not be as familiar with this holy day because it's not one of the 9 major holy days where Baha'is don't go to school or work, but it is a holy day in the faith that celebrates Abdu'l-Bahá, who is the exemplar, who is the perfect example for Baha'is on how to live the Baha'i life. So to give a little background about this, in his will, Baha'u'llah, who was the prophet of the Baha'i faith, appointed his son Abdu'l-Bahá to be the sole interpreter of his teachings and to lead the Baha'i faith after him. And then after that, it was Shoghi Effendi, who was the grandson of Abdu'l-Bahá. And then after that, it's the Universal House of Justice, who we as Baha'is elect to be the governing 9-member body. So this transition of leadership in the faith is known as the covenant, and it assures the unity of the Baha'i faith and that we always know who we're supposed to turn to so that there's not divisions and discord that affects other religions. And then Baha'is are also aware of this larger covenant, which is the covenant between God and humankind, where God tells us that he'll never leave us to ourselves. So that is the progress of religion over time being the larger covenant. So the reading I chose for today is quite a short reading from Baha'u'llah, but it explains this idea of the larger covenant, which I think is very significant. It's something unique to the Baha'i faith that as a Baha'i, I consider myself also a Christian and a Muslim and a Buddhist and a Jew and all the faiths that are trying to gain a greater understanding and a greater connection to the being that we call God. This is the changeless faith of God, eternal in the past, eternal in the future. Let him that seeketh attain it, and as to him that refused to seek it, verily, God is self-sufficient above any need of his creatures. A short and powerful quote, I think, that really, really underlines a fundamental principle of the Baha'i faith, which is that this is a changeless faith of God. Baha'is believe in one God. We believe in one human race, one people, that the prophets are all of progressive revelation. So they're essentially teaching the same principles of God that are everlasting, that are the eternal truth. But they have to change the laws and change the way that they convey the message based on the maturity of human civilization. So that's the wider covenant that I was talking about between God and humans. And then within the faith, as we've seen with a lot of previous faiths, it's been so hard to know what channel to follow. I mean, even the early disciples of Christ after he passed had the great struggles of people trying to pin them against each other to the point where they had to say, hey, we're all from the same God, we're all from Christ, so please don't try to divide us off of these like petty little things when we're all teaching what Christ has asked us to spread. So in the Baha'i faith, to counteract or to prevent that, there's been very specifically laid out who would be the next successor. So after Baha'u'llah, then is Abdu'l-Bahá, who we're celebrating with the Day of the Covenant. And Abdu'l-Bahá has been a figure that attracted a lot of people to the Baha'i faith. Of course, the writings of Baha'u'llah are so immense and incredible. But the writings of a prophet of God sometimes can be overwhelming and hard for, you know, the everyday person to understand and appreciate, obviously. So Abdu'l-Bahá's writings really invoke a lot of imagery and a lot of metaphor that makes the writings of the Baha'i faith more accessible to the everyday person. And so he gave talks in different places around the world, and he wrote letters, and he really was able to bridge that gap between the wise words of Baha'u'llah and interpreting that in a way and explaining that in a way that everyday people like me can have a deeper understanding of and to feel more connected to on a, you know, human level. So my living the life tip for this week, for the Day of the Covenant, which we're celebrating, is to display a short quote of Abdu'l-Bahá. Now, in To Mother, we're talking about our lives as parents, and so I would like for you to take up a quote that really means something to you in terms of your family life. So a lot of us are spending a lot more time with our family right now. You might be even preparing to celebrate Thanksgiving with your immediate family or maybe a couple other people who are in your, you know, social distancing bubble. And so as a podcast that's really trying to support people as parents, I think it would be great if you could choose a quote of Abdu'l-Bahá being our example that has to do with how you want to use this time to focus on your family or to uplift your family or to stay connected and to cherish the time that we are able to spend with our family. Most of us are spending more time with our family right now because of the circumstances. In some places that you could display it could be on your computer. So the quote that I chose, I made it the background for my computer. You could make it one of the screens on your phone. You could print it out and frame it in a nice frame. And there's lots of little things that you could do. Make it a bookmark or put it on your fridge. There's lots of little things that you can do, I'm sure, that can give you a daily interaction with the quote so that you remember it and so that you're reflecting on it throughout the time that you want to have it up. So maybe through the winter season would be a good time frame to look at this quote and think about it, or just through this pandemic even. The whole thing, you know, as long as you feel like you want to have it up until you want to change it to something else. So there's many, many, many quotes of Abdu'l-Bahá, and because it's the Day of the Covenant, I think it's a great opportunity to read some of the quotes of Abdu'l-Bahá. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá is a great place to start if you want to find quotes on very different subjects that all can be inspiring. So I'm just going to read off a few that I found that were inspiring, but of course you're so free, and I would love to hear what quotes are your favorite or that speak to you the most. You can email me at info@andreahope.org and let me know what quotes really speak to you. So here are a few of them. Love is light, no matter in what abode it dwelleth. Look not on the degree of your capacity. Ask not if you are worthy of the task. Rest ye your hopes on the help and loving kindness, the favors and bestowals of Baha'u'llah. Endeavor to become indifferent to the pleasures of this world and to its comfort, to remain firm and steadfast in the covenant, and to promulgate the cause of God. Not until man is tried doth the pure gold distinctly separate from the dross. The bounty of good health is the greatest of all gifts. And then this last quote is the quote that I chose to display on my computer for this time, and it says, among the greatest of all services that can possibly be rendered by man to Almighty God is the education and training of children. So I chose that quote to display for me because I'm working part-time and I'm also taking care of our children full-time. And so it's been pretty exhausting lately, and I've been trying to, you know, keep the balance of, you know, I'm definitely giving more energy to the kids because they're home full time and they're, you know, just used to not having boundaries with me. So I think if I really need to get something done, I'm going to have to go and sit at a coffee shop or go somewhere else where they're not seeing me so that I can really concentrate. But I've been just kind of keep this balance of, you know, different things that I'm doing in my life. And earlier today, I was talking to my husband about feeling overwhelmed, and he said, oh, but you're doing a good job of it, or something like that. And he said it, you know, just briefly, but it meant a lot to me to just hear someone say it, you know, just to hear him say, but you're doing good, you know, like, the, at least on the kids' side, I'm really, you know, making them feel loved and supported. And I definitely can tell that they feel like they can come to me if they need something and that they enjoy their time with me. And in my work, I'm really enjoying that as well. You know, I'm working for a nonprofit organization where I get to look into preschool education about equity, diversity, and inclusion. And so I really really do enjoy the work that I'm doing, even though, you know, it's hectic to try to balance everything because our kids are so young. But yeah, everything is a joy. And sometimes it's just nice to hear someone say you're doing a great job, which people definitely tell me, and I appreciate that. But this quote just reminds me of the significance of service in training children, because sometimes we're used to achieving our goals in terms of things that we're doing in work or things that we're accomplishing. For me as well, can get in a place where you forget that the service that you're doing in being with your children is a great service. And it's a service as a parent that uniquely only you can do in the way that you can do it. Other people can teach your children, interact with your kids, but their relationship with anyone else is not going to be like their relationship with you and your spouse, or whoever is the other person who is taking care of your children with them, like in the household. So I think it's very important to remind myself as well, as much as I love being with my children, that I'm also, this is a service. So when I have my little to-do list, my little check of what did I do today, and the days where I feel like, oh, I didn't get anything done that I thought I was going to do, educating and training my children, that is a big to-do. I mean, this quote says, among the greatest of all services is the education and training of children. So if that's all I've done today is teach my child's a virtue or accompany my child in their understanding of something or do our devotional together in the morning, that is one of the greatest of all services. And that's really empowering to me as a mom, because I don't want to just put the value in myself of what I'm doing to the outside world or what I'm doing that's making me money or giving me some kind of attention, but what I'm doing in my household as being so significant. And I do think we will get to a point in society where people who stay home, whether that's with children or with ill family members or the elderly, will be respected and supported in the way that nurses and daycare workers and teachers are supported, that's a role, that's a job in society. But right now, we're not at that place. And so this quote is a great reminder for me. So one of the things that I have been doing in terms of education is teaching Azalea, our two-year-old, Blessed is the Spot, and she almost knows the whole prayer without help. And we were originally using a book to teach, but she was getting really excited and ripping the book. So recently I made these little circle cards that have pictures that I feel like are very relevant to the words of the prayer. This is one of those prayers that really lends itself well to doing in sign language or doing with pictures. And so that's something that is now up on my Etsy store. So you could take a look at that if you're interested, and you could try to make your own flashcards, or I could help you learn how I did it if you're interested. You can always write me and ask me, but I'll put that Etsy link also here so you can see. And it's just so sweet. It's just so sweet to hear her doing Blessed is the Spot. I'm actually going to see if I can play, because I recorded her. Blessed is the spot. You ready, Azalea? Blessed is the spot.
Dolls in the clay, in the city, in the heart.
Okay, so after a mountain, I think a train went by, so there's a lot of background noise in the recording. But yeah, it's so sweet, and I don't know if you can hear her saying the distinct words. Like, maybe I've been around her so much that I can tell she's saying city and heart and mountain, but I'm not sure that everyone else can tell the distinct words of a little toddler. But yeah, it's just warmed my soul to be able to hear that and experience that with her, and just to let you know that we do it at least 5 times a week, so that's why she knows it so well. I decided to concentrate on one or two prayers. Now, besides my cards, which you could definitely use as a resource, the resource that I plan to share for today is the YouTube channel of the Baha'is of the United States. So I'm sharing that resource because they do have a video that you can watch, which is all about commemorating the Day of the Covenant. And it's about 30 minutes long, so it's something that's going to be better to watch with older children. But yeah, this YouTube channel is great. They've been posting videos for the holy days consistently, and then there's some other interesting videos as well. And then I know on Facebook, Usually because I like the page, it'll pop up as a live video for me when they are broadcasting an event. And so you can always watch it later after the broadcast. But if you time it that you could watch it live, then that's also an option. I know a lot of you are like me and your parents, so sometimes it's going to pop up and you're like, I can't do this right now. So it's great that you can always come back to it later. But, you know, there's something great about watching live when you know other people are also appreciating it at that time as well. So that's the episode for this week. Again, the Living the Life tip was to display a short quote of Abdu'l-Bahá, and let me know what quote really stands out to you that you relate to your family life, and subscribe to the Baha'is of the United States YouTube channel or like them on Facebook. Check out my Etsy page where you can see the little cards. And today I'm going to read the lyrics of a song that's not my own song. It's called The Covenant, which makes sense for this episode, and it's by Chang Buha. And so usually I do a poem, but I thought that this song lends itself to being read as a poem. The Covenant by Chang Buha. The Blessed Beauty said, there was a wisdom in his coming, and yet there was another, greater wisdom in his going. We grieved when he was gone. How many Baha'is felt lost and forlorn? But read the Book of Ad. You will be awed by the mystery of God. Abdu'l-Bahá, sheltering branch from this ancient root, perfect exemplar of his father's teachings, center towards whom everyone turns, the binding covenant, a token of grace from Baha'u'lláh, did ye but know it, friend. It's like an ocean to thirsty men. The cord of unity flows through Shoghi Effendi, grandson of the master. Shoghi Effendi was a true brother. Upon the foundations he laid, the divine edifice was raised. He appealed to you and me to stay in line with the house divine. Please stay in line with the house divine.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator. That's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.